Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed as special counsel Robert Hur. He'll lead the investigation into the revelation that Joe Biden retained classified documents after he left the vice presidency. The documents were found at Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, and at an unsecured office at the Penn Biden Center dating from his time as vice president. Garland's decision to appoint a special counsel was an acknowledgement of the extraordinary sensitivity of the issue.
I strongly believe that the normal processes of this department can handle all investigations with integrity. But under the regulations, the extraordinary circumstances here require the appointment of a special counsel for this matter. This appointment underscores for the public the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters.
Hur is a one-time U.S. attorney appointed by former President Donald Trump. He plans to begin his work soon. Biden told reporters at the White House that he was cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department investigation into how classified information and government records were stored.
People know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review. As part of that process, my lawyers reviewed other places where documents from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night. They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library.
Biden's personal attorneys found the first set of classified and official documents on November 2nd in a locked closet as they cleared out his office at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, where he worked after he left the vice presidency in 2017 and until he launched his presidential campaign in 2019. The attorneys notified the National Archives, which retrieved the documents the next day and referred the matter to the Justice Department. Biden attorney Richard Sauber said other Biden attorneys then began a search of other locations where documents could have been transferred after Biden left the vice presidency. Garland said that on December 20th, the Justice Department was informed that classified documents and official records were located in Biden's Wilmington garage near his Corvette, and that FBI agents took custody of them shortly afterwards. A search on Wednesday evening turned up the most recently discovered classified document in Biden's personal library at his home. Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said the revelations haven't shaken his trust in Biden.
I have full faith and credit in President Biden. Believe that he's doing everything to take the appropriate steps to determine what happened and how to move forward in a responsible fashion. And I'm confident that he will continue to do so.
But Biden's Republican critics are having a field day. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he thinks Republicans should investigate the matter.
Here's an individual that sat on 60 Minutes that was so concerned about President Trump's documents locked in behind, and now we find it just as a vice president, keeping it for years out in the open in different locations. I do not think any American believes that justice should not be equal to all.
Republicans have also questioned why there was a delay in informing the public about the classified documents, the first of which were found a week before the midterm elections. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre defended the administration's transparency as she faced sometimes testy questioning by reporters.
Classified information, classified documents, he takes very seriously. When they were discovered, and this is the right thing to do, right? His lawyers reached out immediately to the archivists. They reached out to Department of Justice to let them know that the papers or the documents assisted.
The archivist or the Justice Department? Because the Attorney General this morning said that the attorneys reached out to the archives. It was only later in December when the second batch was apparently
I will leave it to what the Department of Justice is laying out. What we are saying that we reached out to the archivist, we reached out to the Department of Justice. That is what is the right thing to do in this case.
Other Democrats, like former House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, have been more blunt. Schiff said in Biden's case, unlike Trump's, there was no evidence of deliberate obstruction of justice. Trump also went to court to try to retain the documents and said he had declassified them in his mind. Still, the fact that Biden had kept classified documents could muddy the case for prosecuting Donald Trump for his retention of documents at Mar-a-Lago. Special Counsel Jack Smith is investigating both the Trump documents case and Trump's wide-ranging plot to attempt to reverse the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.